This is Michael Kaiser, and you're listening to the Good Beer Hunting Podcast. This week's episode is a fun one for me, largely because I'm not on it. About a year ago, we started our subscriber community called The Fervent Few, and since then, hundreds of people from all walks of life, all kinds of professions, and all over the world have joined to support GBH financially and to commune with each other over some beer. Some of them are experts and producers, others are distributors, retailers, sales reps, and the like. Plenty of homebrewers and people trying to break into the industry. That all seems to make up about half of our group, which I'm judging purely anecdotally, based on who tends to take part in the community aspect of it all. And then there's this other half, made up of people who love beer and love talking about it purely from an entertainment or educational perspective. And this is part of a community that I think is a blast. They're a big part for the reason that the Fervent Few has remained so fun and funny for me personally. And getting everyone in the same room creates what I find to be one of the most edifying communities in beer. And today's podcast is a perfect metaphor for all that. Jim Plackey, who was one of our first members, literally one of the first people in the door, quickly became an indispensable voice in that community. So we put him in charge. And his guests today hail from Texas. Two professionals from Collective Brewing, one of which, Dave Riddile, himself has gone on to become a part of GBH as a contributor. And now he also works for GBH in a marketing role. And the reason this is so fascinating and enjoyable for me is that over the course of the last 12 years or so that GBH has been alive, it's evolved from a solo effort, literally just myself writing my way through the beer industry, to being a team of journalists and photographers, to a studio side with artists and designers building brands, partners helping create events like Uppers and Downers, and now a community-driven component that has sort of pieced together the last few rungs in a ladder whereby people are able to ascend within GBH according to their own interests and means. And now I, as the guy who started it all, gets to watch it all happen well beyond my own imagination. That's how today's podcast came about, this one episode. Whether anyone knows it or not doesn't really matter, because I know it, and I think it's rad, and now I get to listen to it along with all of you for the very first time. So this is Jim Plackey, GBH's Fervent Few manager, and Dave and Ryan from Collective Brewing in Texas. Listen in.
Let's see if this is working.
I think it's working.
This can be the unreleased episode.
Yeah, this will be one that just doesn't come out.
This will come out on a cassette
special edition
in like 20 years.
Yeah.
On Record Store Day or something.
We'll press this one on vinyl.
Yeah.
That's how good it's going to be.
It'll make it really warm.
Yeah.
Sound warm.
Well, Kaiser couldn't bother to show up for this.
That's fair.
I mean,
he told me he had other stuff going on.
I don't blame him. I wouldn't want to be here either.
Yeah, he's seen enough of me this week.
So I'm here with Dave. So, I say Riddile.
Okay, so you're close. You're actually closer than most.
Riddile. Okay, because yeah. Kaiser said it on the last episode of the Fervent Few podcast. Yeah. And I thought, you're not right. I'm saying it right.
I hear there's some controversy, yeah.
I like Riddile.
Well, and I even
feel
had,
like you should change it.
One of the Fervent Few members came up to me last night, Ross, and he was like, I thought for the longest time your name was Riddle, and I was like, listen to that podcast, and they said your name, and I was like, who are they talking about? But that's a common mistake. Yeah, we're new.
And Ryan, you're here as well. Your last name is Deo?
Deo, yeah.
Easy.
It's a Harry Belafonte song.
Not to doubt.
Yeah.
Deo. You are both Fervent Few members.
Yep.
Yeah.
But you are also both employed at the Collective Brewing Project.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm employed by him.
Right.
Yeah.
So you, yeah.
I draw a paycheck from there sometimes.
So every once in a while it works out.
Yeah.
When the fooders aren't leaky.
When the fooders aren't leaky, which is rare.
Yeah.
They let me have the change that slips in between the cracks in the table.
And you're here because it's Phobab.
Yeah.
And you age beer on wood.
Yeah.
Regularly.
Yeah. That's
most of
what we do.
You've submitted it for competition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got the Doomslayer, which is like a cherry beer, and then we got one of our actual like bottle club bottles. It's called Strawberry. It's just Strawberry Passion Fruit.
We're not good at culture naming things.
It's very direct.
Yeah.
So what if I can simulate Kaiser?
Let's hear it.
What does it mean to you to submit your beers into Phobab? And if you could cry, that would be a bonus.
Can you see a tear over a podcast?
I can. I'll tell everyone. Ryan cried on the Fervent Few podcast. Cried.
Might have to punch me in the nose.
Yeah.
I'm not good on command. No, it was cool, like, to be able to do it. Like, just even getting to participate in FOBAB is kind of like a little feather in our cap. And then being able to compete with, like, the best breweries in the country. Like, shut up. That's awesome.
Yeah. And then if you win a medal, you're going to let me keep it.
Yeah, we still haven't negotiated that. You can come on stage with us.
No, I won't get on stage with you guys. No, but if you guys win, I will seriously freak out. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I'll freak out, too.
Yeah, we'll freak out.
I'll pass out halfway up the stairs.
We don't win a lot of medals, like, ever. So, because we don't enter that many competitions. But, yeah, I think that'd be pretty cool. But, you know, we'll see what happens. I'm just looking forward to tonight, hanging out. Drinking some beers, seeing some people.
Yeah. It was cool to get to come to Chicago. I've never been before, so.
A lot of buildings, tall buildings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bright lights, big city.
I'm so wide-eyed. We're from Texas, y'all.
We ain't got no big buildings down here.
That's probably the first time Dave's ever heard me say y'all.
That's
y'all.
Yeah, it's kind of true. It sounds really awkward when he says it.
I feel good about that, though. He's never said y'all in front of... maybe anyone.
Yeah.
This is mockingly, your exclusive.
Yeah.
Usually, but.
Jim, your big exclusive is that you got Ryan to say y'all.
Well, I think we're done. Thanks for coming on the show.
All right. Well, I'm out.
Oh, man.
I almost got kicked out of Chicago for the snow hot dog comment earlier.
So. Oh, well, yeah. It wasn't really that issue. It was more that you said it was a sandwich.
I knew the audience I was talking to.
Yeah. You were trying to make people angry. Yeah. We take hot dogs here very seriously.
Yeah, totally. Had one last night at like 2:30 in the morning.
That's great. Right. Chicago style. You go all the way?
Yeah.
Drag it through the garden?
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Totally. They didn't put sport peppers on it when they gave it to me. I was like, can I get some of those? The lady, like, it was at Wiener Circle, which is known for being like a...
They yell
like
at
jerks.
You.
Yeah. And she just like threw the whole container at me. I was like, yeah, grab your own. It's like, with my hands? I was like, all right, whatever.
I'll put my finger. Who else's dirty fingers have been in this thing?
I don't know. They're sport peppers. They're like not even a real vegetable by the time they get to the restaurant they're at. They're all like super pickled.
Yeah. Is ultra pickles.
The fluorescent green relish, is that a...
That's like, a Chicago thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I don't know why. I can't explain it to you, but that's what... Yeah, it's fluorescent green.
I don't know the story on that.
It's just like an unnatural green.
Jim, know your city.
I actually don't like relish. When I get my hot dog, I get no relish.
Oh, weird. But you're not putting ketchup on it.
No, never.
Yeah, don't
I
do
would
that.
Never, ever put ketchup on a hot dog. I'm not 4 years old.
Yeah,
I am. I love ketchup on my hot dog.
Yeah, but also, that's like it's like a different kind of hot dog, too, right? Like, I've seen people say, I really like hot dogs, and then I watch them eat like a sausage. Like, they eat like a big, big tube of meat. No, this is a hot dog.
Yeah.
Chicago, we've got thin, they're like thin, narrow wieners.
They're like natural casings, right?
Yeah.
So they're like a little more...
They have some
like, and they're all beef, too.
Yeah,
that's
all
the thing.
Beef.
They're not like that weird combination of Lord knows what.
They can also be strangely sweet. Like the meat, like the actual hot dog can be like a little sweet. Hmm. So putting ketchup on it is like...
Yeah,
doubles down on
that. Yeah, just go with a tomato or...
No, I don't even do the tomato. See, I don't like raw tomatoes either.
So no tomato.
Man, we're really digging deep on foods Jim doesn't like.
Let's unpack this all the way.
Like? Don't like raw tomatoes.
Okay.
Don't like raw tomatoes.
Don't like
relish.
Runny eggs. I don't like runny eggs. Mm. I can't do it. I just can't do it.
Gross.
Last night, we hung out for a while.
Yeah.
Started at the welcome reception dinner for FOBAB Brewers.
Yeah,
which I should not have been at. I should have been removed by security.
Perks having friends. Jim has friends, everybody.
I'm sure you weren't the only one there that didn't brew beer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I
was there.
Beer.
I don't brew beer.
Yeah, Dave doesn't brew beer. But you work for a brewery.
Yeah.
I don't even work for a brewery.
Yeah.
You should brew beer once.
Yeah, I need to. That's actually I've been on my list for a while of something
didn't
I need to do.
Didn't you come here to collab with a brewery? Why didn't you throw some grains in there, dog?
I was taking pictures.
I didn't
get that sweet, sweet
throw
content.
Grain in there. They you milled before we got there. Yeah.
So tell us about the collab.
So we got with Forbidden Root and Nick over there. He's real cool. Their head brewer.
Yeah.
And we did, yeah, what's that yeast again? We can debate how to pronounce it.
I was going to try and avoid saying
Norwegian farmhouse yeast. It's
Kveik.
Kveik. K-V-E-I-K.
W-K-W.
The new hotness.
I don't know. Yeah, it is like a really popular thing right now.
Yeah. It's something that I've like been researching about, like Norwegian farmhouse ales. And then Omega Yeast here in town, they have like three strains. And Nick's formerly of a farmhouse style brewery, so you know that's our jam too. And so
it's like a clean yeast though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, interesting.
You don't got to worry about infecting anything.
No. Yeah. The like American sour category at JABF, the gold winner this year was a beer, like essentially a kettle sour brewed, fermented with this yeast, which is kind of wild.
Kind of wild, but not.
Not. Yeah, it wasn't wild. Yeah. But good one, Jim. But yeah, what else did we put in there?
You know, a bunch of oats and spelt and pills. It's like protein heavy and going to be like 3.9%. So I heard that goes over well in Chicago. Super
love
small
it.
Beers, yeah.
Love table beers here. It goes well with all the meat.
That's all they have at FOBEB, right?
Yeah, it's all 5% under.
We were reading earlier, there's a VIP lounge.
Yes.
That's supposed to have the non-barrel-aged
stuff. It's full of Pilsners.
Thank God.
When I was up there last year, it was just... That's where I had Freem Pilsner for the first time. But Freem's not there this year.
Oh, bummer.
So, no Freem Pilsners.
Well, I wonder why they're not there.
I don't know if we want to get into like the nitty-gritty of FOBAB, but I mean, Weldworks is missing this year. Jester King is not here this year.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is your chances are better. your odds went way up.
We don't have to compete against Atrial Rubicide or something this year.
Yeah, that one pretty last year, I think.
I think we got silver or something.
I mean, yeah, that beer's okay.
It's pretty damn
it's
good.
It's fucking good.
So I don't know. It's our first time at FOBEB, so it'll be cool to check it out. But
it's pretty wild. Just seeing how all that beer in one room and. Although they say attendance might be light this year. So it'll be interesting to see. Really? So here's the thing. Revolution's got a big release tonight. And I think they said some people probably aren't going tonight because they wanted to go to Rev.
That'll make a good way to ease into a 3-session fest, you know?
Yeah.
Drop the crowd down. Like my favorite session at GABF is always the members only. This is a little bit more low key.
Well, the first hour tonight and tomorrow for a session are only. Imbibe members, which is a public-facing part of the Illinois Brewers Guild. You can pay a yearly fee to support the Illinois Brewers Guild, and you get to go into FOBAB an hour early.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's neat.
So from 5 to 6 tonight, and then 12 to 1 tomorrow, it's just Imbibe members and brewers.
Oh, that'd be cool.
So basically what I'm saying is drink all the more beer while you can. You'll be gone as soon as the doors open.
Those guys have been through our tap room before. The more brewing. Yeah, what they dropped off was pretty good. I haven't really had any of their like barrel aged stuff. I don't know anything about it.
That sounds like another beer that I was not there for.
It was just like
that was also like a theme of last night's conversations. All the beers Dave has had at the brewery without me. The list was fairly long.
Some of them are mine that I brought back personally, but others are in trade with the brewery beer. So yeah, you know, it happens.
It's cool.
We have a very full fridge at the brewery, and so somebody's got to do it. So, Jim, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
You've been doing this whole Fervent Few thing for, almost 2 years now?
Almost.
Yeah. How do you feel? How are you doing? Feel good about it?
The Fervent Few stuff I feel okay about. It's my expanded responsibilities within the Good Beer Hunting organization that I have some trouble with. I dropped the ball on laying out the 5th Thanksgiving article.
Oh,
I just
couldn't
fit it into my schedule this morning.
Didn't that go out today?
Yeah, so Austin had to write it up.
Oh.
Yeah. Or lay it out.
Yeah.
Which sucked because I really liked laying those out. They're really cool.
Oh, man, they're so good. We talked about this last night, but Claire... And Claire and Mark both are great food writers, and Claire's use of turn of phrase or whatever that she just comes up with out of nowhere. So surprising and delightful and great.
I would read a collab Mark Spence Claire Bullen cookbook for sure.
Hell yeah. We should have that happen. Called Old Philly Porch.
We're good beer hunting. We can publish a book.
Yeah.
We just sort of did. We didn't publish it, but.
Made a book.
We helped make a book. Mm-hmm. The Bourbon County Stout book.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful book.
It is. It should be called Gritty and Grain, though, if we're being honest with everybody here.
Oh, boy.
Here's a joke Jim doesn't like anymore, or never liked.
I put a reminder in my phone 2 weeks after the Gritty Madness to like check to see if Gritty was still funny.
When? Like two weeks after?
Yeah, 2 weeks after all the Gritty stuff started.
Yeah.
It's definitely died down, but...
No, it's still great. Did you see Gritty playing in the snow yesterday? No. It was beautiful. On Twitter? Oh, it was awesome. It was such a loving moment.
I mean, I guess when you're an NHL team and no one goes to your games, the only thing you can do...
Yeah.
The only thing you can do is create a Reddit-ready pop culture phenomenon.
We just killed Fervent Feud members in Philly. They're going to leave if we have any.
No, I'm saying no one goes to hockey games.
No one goes to hockey games?
Yeah, aren't they sparsely attended?
I think they're pretty well attended, especially in towns like Philly.
Yeah, I'd imagine maybe up here more, but not
the Dallas Stars necessarily always. But
Mavs is the hot ticket down there now.
Mm. Yeah.
And always football.
Or Cowboys games if you want to spend too much money on something.
Oh, and I do.
Oh, you should go to a Cowboys game.
All right.
That'd be all your barrel-aged stout money, Jim. Yeah. Don't spend it all.
$15, pilsners and stuff.
Yeah. That sounds reasonable. That sounds fine. You know how much it costs to make a pilsner? No, seriously, how much it costs to make a pilsner?
I don't know. We never made one.
At that scale, real cheap. Yeah. Well, yeah, but I think Gritty's a great thing. Gritty's the hero we need right now, Jim.
Not the hero we deserve.
He's like he just stared through me, everybody. I want you all to know that. Oh, yeah.
Mm. Have you thought about collabing with a ramen restaurant to have handmade noodles made for the ramen beer? Or is part of the point of it that it's just cheap ramen noodles that you throw into a thing?
Man, you know... So that beer has a weird perception because everybody thinks like, oh, you get, ramen so cheap. And for food, totally. Very cheap.
Kaiser's but outside right now.
Everybody waves to Kaiser.
Oh, and he brought his best
It's like
friend.
We're in a zoo right now.
Billy is happening.
Patrick from Verde Vivana's being
completely
lewd.
Nude right now. Yeah. He took off all his clothes. He stood right in front of the window and took them all off.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. No, but for brewing ingredients, noodles by the pound are actually more expensive than our malt that we're substituting for them. So.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm so sure if I was like better at getting wholesale contracts on things I buy, it might be easier. But instead, I go to Walmart and buy 500 packages of ramen like a crazy person, and trot them around, and people
it's
think
part I'm, of the charm.
Is it?
I don't know. Don't ask our brewers that.
It's actually pretty entertaining. Game. Yeah, I don't get to do it as much as I used to, but everybody's got a really good story about their experience buying. Like 500 and something packages of ramen at Walmart. That's
we when that beer like first blew up, we talked to Merchan, who has like a place in San Antonio. We talked to them and they were like, yeah, we could totally send you bulk, but it would have to be in a train car. The old train car noodles. And we're like, I don't think we're there yet.
Yeah. How much do you need? Because we would have to shut our whole line down to not put it in the package because it takes 30 seconds to go from raw material to package. And I was like, I don't know. A couple of thousand pounds. They're like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
We're not going to shut our operation down to sell you.
For your dumb beer. And also, by the way, here's a cease and desist.
Yeah, right?
No, that almost came from... Nissin or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
cup noodle. People make cup noodle. Yeah,
we put the O in there to keep ourselves away from the copyright infringement.
We own all cup that. O. We own all that. We bought the font.
Yeah, we did. We sure did. We actually did buy the font.
And but, people don't know this, but by the pound, fonts are more expensive than hand drawn.
Yeah,
hand drawn logos and fonts.
Oh yeah. So yeah, we make a noodle beer, guys. If you didn't know that.
I think a regular Fervent Few listeners.
Oh, everybody knows. Yeah.
Totally. Collective Brewing Project makes my favorite noodle based beer.
And it's only a long list of choices that you have in the noodle beer category.
Did you try that spaghetti goza?
No, I don't want to try
it. It's actually really good with pizza.
Get out of here.
It's really good.
I don't. Yeah, we're talking about Weldworks. Weldworks made a spaghetti, like a tomato based goza.
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
Does that fall into raw tomato for you?
Yeah, it's probably like a little too close to eating raw tomato for me. So
yeah.
Maybe I should cuvée this with Grove, and then my two favorite beers will be in one drink.
That'd probably be good. I drank a crap load of Grove last night, thanks to you.
Yeah.
So good.
It was really good.
They ran out.
Yeah, they did.
Well, they ran out of your guys' beers first.
Just the, one of them, yeah. They ran out of Doomslayer in like 2 hours, so I was like, we had just gotten there. It was like 30 minutes in to us being there, and I went to order one for somebody, and they're like, we don't have any more.
So last night at Money Gun, we had a kickoff party for FOMAB with you and Brewery Bavana and Angry Orchard, and you were hyping me up on this Doomslayer beer, and then go to order one, and it's already gone.
Yeah, did you get to try any of that?
No.
A sip or anything? Oh, well, you'll get plenty of time.
Yeah, I'll drink. I'll just sit in front of the booth and drink it.
Think about Doomberry, another in this series, everybody, but with like all the cherry. It's so
and
cherry
more Brett
juice.
Character.
I'm super excited to try this because
it's a super good beer.
Doomberry is one of my favorite beers I've had this year. So
yeah,
I'm very excited.
I got to start on next year's batch.
You have to go to Walmart and start buying 800 pounds worth. Is that what you do? You just go to Walmart?
Yeah, I go and I buy,
2 pounds at a time.
Yeah, I go to the bulk section and I buy the maraschino cherries.
I told you, Jim, that this was the first year we got invited out to the ramen fields to like do crop selection and get our contracts in. So we had a really nice time out in the ramen valley.
Rubbing the noodles together in your hands.
Yeah, you kind of crunch them up and then put a little seasoning packet on it and eat them, and then you know kind of their quality.
Yeah. We're the real pros, like they chew and then spit them out.
Yeah.
You're cupping soup.
Yeah.
You're cupping this.
Yeah. It's like a little broth. You keep a little broth with you in a thermos and like.
This joke is so good that I can't even laugh at it. It's so funny.
Dave's used to not being laughed at.
Yeah, my jokes are pretty terrible. They're really just for me. If I'm laughing, that's all I'm caring about.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
You've got to take care of yourself.
Okay. I think we need to solve a big issue, though. I'm having a thing. I have a big issue.
Okay.
That I think we need to get finalized. All right? Everyone.
Okay.
Let's do this.
A sandwich is just two slices of bread with a filling in the middle. And I just want you guys to all know, and that language is very specific. Two sliced pieces of bread with filling in the middle. It's not like a split loaf with something in it. That's a grinder, hoagie, nestle is my favorite term. And if anybody mentions a quesadilla to me as a sandwich again, I might shake them. So that's it. I just want to throw it out there. It's on the record now. It's out in the universe. Everybody else is wrong. And a hot dog is definitely not a sandwich.
So let's circle. Well, all right. So the hot dog bun.
Yeah.
If those two pieces, like if you were to just split that bun all away, what category does it then fall into? Because it's not quite
You damaged your hot dog experience you're trying to have.
Yeah, I would say the intention of the hot dog is not to split the bun. The bun needs to be intact.
Sure. Yeah, the bun needs to stay intact. Yeah. Although sometimes I see people cut their hot dogs in half, like long ways.
Yeah.
And like and griddle them that way.
Yeah.
And then put them in a sandwich like form. And then I guess that's a sandwich.
My mom used to do that when we were growing up. Yeah.
But That's just like a quick way to not make a fried bologna sandwich. Like, you know what I mean? Bologna, I got hot dogs, but I want kind of a fried bologna sandwich. It's kind of the same thing.
So. Now you're going to piss off the hardcore bologna nerds.
That's okay.
They're part of the Fervent Few.
I didn't want to take over the conversation with this like I normally do in Slack, but
you did
that's
it
just
anyway.
It. I just wanted to throw that out there. No, I come to every channel just to ruin its intention.
That's very true.
Yeah. And then try to bring it back around if I can. But, you know, nobody's perfect.
I still don't know which mic is mine.
You haven't been recording this whole time, Jim.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
It's been a fun conversation, though.
Yeah, I agree. So, Jim, what are you most excited for this weekend, then, for FOBAB? You're going to all three sessions, right?
I am riding on your coattails.
So all right, cool. Guys, Jim is going to be dead by the end of the week.
last night was rough. Well, this morning was rough.
You didn't go to the tiki bar with me and the brewery Taru guys until super late. I drank a drink with a bunch of dry ice underneath it, like coming out and like cascaded all over the table. It was really cool.
Oh my goodness. I'm glad I wasn't there for that.
Yeah.
I was told that I need to text one of the guys from the brewery. And I was told as long as they don't have rum poisoning.
As long as they don't have rum poisoning. Yeah, we might have gotten close to that last night. I mean, in theory, we only each had two drinks there, but one of them was a giant punch bowl.
Full of Navy strength rum.
And so much sugar. Oh my God. I woke up this morning and like my tongue was stuck to the roof of my mouth. It was so dry.
Yeah.
So dry.
I skipped the tiki bar and I was the same way.
No regrets.
Yeah, and you left your card at Haymarket.
So we got to go back there.
We get to go back to Haymarket today.
Yeah, we had a night last night, everybody. It's really Patrick from Brewery Bivana's fault. I want everybody
to
know.
That's very true.
It's because he brought all that delicious Grove and others, that Saison Blanc thing. Yeah.
Which I'm going to go now and steal some of that Grove.
And take it
to my office and share the wealth.
You're not going to share, are you, Jim?
I will. I've had my
fresh share. Are there people in your office who are into that?
Yeah, when we do a Friday night bottle share.
Oh, sweet.
Friday night. I won't be there for it tonight, but I'll let them open the cup of beer because I would rather share it with people who have never had it.
Yeah.
Spread the word of Collective Brewing.
Yeah. Somebody's got to take up our standard.
Somebody's got to do our marketing for us.
Well, yeah. Thanks for being Fervent Few members.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Cool community.
Thanks for letting me tag along all weekend with you guys.
Yeah, we're going to have a great time.
It's going
to
be fun.
It'll be fun. All right,
well,
bye, Jim.
Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks.
Thanks.
All right.
See ya.
Thanks for listening this week, folks. This is GBH's founder, Michael Kaiser. If you find value in the content that GBH produces, we'd love to hear it. Rate the podcast, tweet at us, send us an email, share it with a friend, whatever makes sense for you. That feedback goes a long way and helps others find us too. And if you're feeling generous, we started a subscription club for GBH readers called The Fervent Few, where you can contribute financially to the content you love and get access to exclusive gear, our community forum, and we invite you to share your experiences and opinions on a weekly topic. It's been a great way to bring our readers together with our writers for some compelling discussion, and you should join. If you'd like to support GBH, visit goodbeerhunting.com/ferventfew or click on the link in our show notes. Our music is produced by Andrew Thibodeau, and our sound engineer is Jordan Stalling of Particle Audio. Aim true, poor liberal folks. Have a great week.